from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the vibes are so good. The vibes were great last night at Golden 1 Center. They've carried over into today. I imagine they will carry over into Thursday. At some point, we got to get to Friday, but we'll get there when we get there. The Kings throttled the Golden State Warriors last night, 118-94. And James Hamm, I don't ever want to tell an athlete they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
I never ever want to do that. But De'Aaron Fox said that the win over Milwaukee was the Kings' most complete performance of the year, the one at home.
Okay.
I thought last night was their most complete performance of the year and their most dominant performance of the year. That Milwaukee game, they missed a ton of open threes. It's like, yeah, okay, they're fine. I think Milwaukee was a little sloppy. The Kings just dominated last night, flat out, top to bottom. Were the better team for all 48 minutes.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, I think De'Aaron was like in the moment, right?
Yeah.
And he hadn't even had time to process. Shout out to little Mr. Rain, who was like, he won the night, you know, on his TNT interview with his, like what you talk about Willis look that he gives, which was spectacular. But I, you know, De'Aaron went from one interview to the next, holding his baby, handing it off, gets into the press room. And then, you know, like we start throwing questions at him.
Yeah.
I thought Fox was really good. I think it's really difficult to, in that situation, to be respectful and to not, you know, say like what probably should have been, like what could have been said was just, we were the better team and, and we showed up and we beat them.
Sure.
But at the same time, I also think we hadn't seen a Kings team that aggressive defensively.
They were so good. I was blown away.
Yeah, like 4 of the 5 starters had 2 steals or more.
And what they were doing that I thought was really impressive was the way when, whether it was Andrew Wiggins or Steph Curry or whoever, would go around the screen and the Kings would go over the screen. Instead of trying to fight over the screen and stay in front of the ball handler, they were just going over and poking the ball out from behind.
Spectacular.
They did that probably 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, the clean pick he had on Wiggins where he just like reached in, grabbed the ball, and went down for a hammer.
Yeah.
I
had questions about, and we talked about this yesterday. These are ostensibly the same team. And I think if they played a 7-game series, it'd probably go 6 or 7 again.
Oh, yeah, but I think so too.
But in a 1-game setting like last night, where the lights weren't too bright now, it wasn't, oh, man, the game 5 of last year's playoffs in Golden 1, where the Warriors won that one.
Okay.
Down the stretch, it was a back-and-forth game, but down the stretch, it was like, man, the Warriors are just making plays and the Kings are not. And last night, every single time Golden State would make some kind of push or get a big bucket where, hey, it was 11, hey, there's a big bucket to cut it to 9, Kings answered. with a three. Or maybe the Kings didn't get a bucket, but hey, you know what? It's at nine. Now they get a stop, and now they go get that bucket to extend it back to 11 or 12. Like I said, I had my biggest question with the Kings going into last night was, can you maintain this defensive intensity in this level of game in a win-or-go-home matchup? Can you do what you've basically been doing the entire second half against a team with that championship medal that has been there before, that knocked you out of the postseason last year? And they did it, man. They played what I thought was their best game of the year. And I like, you know, we do good, bad, and ugly sometimes.
Yep.
I had no bad and ugly. It was that thorough. It was that dominant for me.
I can only think of, like, there was one other game.
No, don't do that.
This season.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, yeah. Where,
okay, I thought you were going to disagree with me. Boy, that was...
No, there was only,
sad.
Like, one other game this season where we, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we did the good, the better,
the best.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean... And,
I can't even remember what game that was.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But there was... You couldn't complain about anything. And I thought from, like... Again, Mike Brown went to an 8-man rotation, and I don't even know if it was a true 8-man rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he tightened this thing up, and I thought he got contributions from everybody. I thought Alex Len made the huge mistake in the second quarter that helped draw Golden State close.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the bad foul on the 3-point shot, and then he also got called for the flagrant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one moment where you're like, okay, how are they going to respond? Because, again, Sabonis had picked up a third foul. Mm-hmm. And you're worried that maybe Sabonis was...
A fourth at that point, right?
No, it was a third in the first half. Yeah,
he picked
up a fourth in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And then Mike stuck with him.
Yeah.
I thought the physicality of the game was a different type of physicality. One team was playing with force, and the other team just was a step slow. And again, I was surprised how well the Kings responded, how well... player like Keon Ellis, who's never been there at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a kid who was on a two-way contract mm-hmm. until midseason.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's your starting shooting guard, and he goes for 15 points with 5 assists, four rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 mm-hmm. steals.
Yeah.
Like, just absolutely incredible. And just the way that every single player seemed to impact the game in some way. Mm-hmm. Harrison Barnes did not look good for, like, a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to go at Moses Moody a couple of times. Yeah, and then... And it didn't work out. He threw some crazy, like, flip shots. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. Like, he just started to roll. The Keegan Murray thing, just like...
Fantastic.
Like, a star is born.
That was the biggest takeaway for me last night.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox was great on both ends. Keon Ellis was phenomenal, particularly defensively. Sabonis had a fine game. But Keegan Murray coming out and... I was sitting there and going, man, 5 of 10 from the field in the first quarter, and he had 11 first quarter points.
Yep.
And you're going, okay, this is great, but this can't be a game where he ends with 14 shots, which we've seen before.
Yeah.
And man, he stayed aggressive. He hit every single big shot that came to him with a chance to extend the lead. He was aggressive, getting downhill, getting in the paint. Man. Hats off, dude. That was the game I've been asking for from Keegan Murray all freaking year.
Yep.
Now you got to do it again.
Yeah.
But they needed Keegan Murray last night. If Keegan Murray has a 50% worse game, that game is hanging in the balance.
No, I totally agree. And I think Keegan had 14 in the first quarter, but he also took like 10 shots.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, hey,
yeah,
look at that.
14 points in the first quarter.
Thanks. Yeah. And then he kind of went quiet, and you're like, okay, is he going to disappear? And then he just kept plugging. 8 of 13 from 3.
Yep.
And 9 rebounds. I mean, like, look, I think that in a game of this magnitude, you're hoping that everyone steps up and plays their role.
Yeah.
I'll even, like, shout out to Davion Mitchell, who he completely took Chris Paul out of the game.
Yep.
Like, Chris
Non-factor.
Paul, I mean, people need to remember earlier in the season, the game where Chris Paul had like 9 assists in the first half against the Kings. Mm. He was just dealing. And in this one, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that there were strong matchups. And then, you know, the center position, I know a lot of fans were, oh, you know, Domas just hasn't brought it. And it's like, are you kidding me? First of all, they tried every look they had mm-hmm. to throw at Domas and try to mix things up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he responded well.
Yeah. Yeah. He was no complaints last night.
Yeah.
Maybe knocked down a jump shot, but at least he took them.
He took
some jumpers, had a three rattle out. The big deal, the other big deal to me last night, and we talked about this a lot yesterday, was what the Kings could do differently now defensively against Steph Curry that they could not do last year.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest difficulties of guarding Steph Curry, not that I've done it, but you hear people talk about it, is the fact that he is like one of the most well-conditioned athletes in the league, where when he is off the ball, he is watch just him next time the Warriors play.
Yeah.
He has never stopped moving. And part of the reason that he is so good in third and fourth quarters is because, man, defenders running around to them all game are worn down. And all of a sudden they can't stay in front of him. Now they can't stay in front of the step back. But the Kings had Keegan Murray, who played a ton on Steph early in the game. They put De'Aaron Fox on him at times. And then in the second half, it was a ton of Keon Ellis, who has fresh legs and who's already a really, really good defender. But that's how, if you're going to ostensibly take Steph Curry out of a game, that's how you have to do it, with length, with multiple bodies, and they were all excellent. They all did an awesome job taking out Steph Curry. And when you do that, you kind of see it's Jonathan Kuminga, and then
who else?
What are you getting from Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah,
Clay's going 0-for-10. It just, man.
Yeah, I also thought early in the game there was a moment where Steph started doing his like crazy dribbling, mm-hmm. way out from like around 30, 35 feet. And Keon Ellis is down in the stance. Mm-hmm. And he just keeps like setting him up. And you're waiting for Steph to like pull up and drop from 35.
Mm-hmm.
Keon just reached in, took the ball, and went in for a bucket.
Yeah.
And you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, he's here for the moment.
Yeah.
Like Keon was there for the, like, not like, can you survive the moment? It's like, mm-hmm. oh no, this is my moment right here. I'm here.
Yeah.
And I think like the ability to be present is something Mike talked about, like kind of building up to this. Like, mm-hmm. can you be present in a one game? Like, there, this is one or done. Yep. Who's going to show up? Who's going to be present? Who's going to like really, really mm-hmm. be like ready for whatever happens? And I thought, again, like Keon, like so many of them, but for a kid who's never been there, yeah, huge.
You wouldn't have known it.
Never.
you would have had no idea. There was another thing. You were mentioning Davion. This play just popped out to me. His development as a point guard, where the pace is not nearly as frenetic as it used to be for him, mm-hmm. where it doesn't feel like the game is too fast. He had that moment last night where he drove in, dribbled out towards the baseline, hung out there for a second, and then eventually drove baseline and got a bucket after taking down like the entire shot clock. Like, that's something we would not have seen from him 3 months ago.
Oh no.
And it wasn't like a huge play in the game or something, but when it comes to Davion Mitchell playing as well as he did defensively on Chris Paul, like you mentioned, it's like, that's why he can stay on the court.
Yep.
Because he has improved that much offensively. And when you have Davion Mitchell playing like that, you have Keon Ellis, you have Keegan Murray, you have De'Aaron Fox. Those are four legitimate, bona fide NBA defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw it last night. They just kind of put the Warriors in a stranglehold, and it was ball game.
Yeah,
they could have been. They were so good offensively yesterday, and they didn't need to be. They could have been 35% worse offensively and still won that game.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, Some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.